Okay, so you're gluttons for punishment. You're back for segment 5 of program 10 of The Bigger Picture. This is Woody, your host, here on WCGA AM 1100 for the remaining few moments of this program, in which I want to talk now about corrosive feminism, and I'm holding in my left hand a book that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago in program 8, Cato Byrne's great book, Women Who Make the World Worse. And I noted at the time that I thought this book was even more effective than the 100 people who are making the world a bad place by Goldberg. But we are in reality in the grip of corrosive feminism in America, and the great historians of all time, cycle historians in particular, Toynbee, Oswald Spengler, Pyram Sorokin, I think possibly Paul Johnson, I'm not as conversant on him, but others, have come to the same conclusion that cultures die for the same reason. When essential masculinity goes away, corrosive feminism comes in, and it's, you know, I called it the witch spirit on one interview I did with Michael Savage, and he didn't take that too well, though he'd been very responsive to everything else that I'd said to him that day. But, you know, I'm not talking about cone hats and brooms and Halloween. I'm talking about a rebellious spirit that is actually in the theology of Gaia worship or Mother Earth worship, that talks about the feminine divine and the higher knowledge. We'll call it Gnosticism because it attacked the church in the first century. But the bottom line is, when men pull back and don't do what they're supposed to do, or they're encouraged not to, as our culture is now trying to underpin everything or undermine everything that white fathers, white men, productive element of our country, have done and stood for, then when that masculinity dies off, the culture dies, because the aggressive, androgynous females come in to provide the pseudo form, the faux masculinity, to be the aggressive ones who push culture forward, but they don't do it with a sense of justice, a sense of mercy, or with a sense of humility. They do it with a scream and a shout and a demand that can be heard around the world. I'm woman, hear me roar. No, we'll hear the roar of the world as it collapses under your nonsense. Let me read something to you from Cato Byrne's book, if I may. And this is the destructive effect of the destructive effect of feminism on this country. In the defense of responsible fatherhood, Carl Zinsmeister counters Marlowe Thomas's dismissal of the traditional family as a storybook idea by reminding us of its indispensability for men, women, and children. It's when a culture stops upholding the paternal rituals, the paternal rules, and the paternal rewards that fathering begins and finally withers. Whenever men are not lured or corralled into concerning themselves with their children and their mates, decent human society fades. Studies show that men become more economically productive after they marry. After they marry, with married men earning between 10 and 40% more than single men with similar education and job experience. Marriage also increases median family income, which more than doubled between 1947 and 1977. Over the past 20 years, that this would be from roughly 1980 to a little bit after 2000 when this was written, over the past 20 years, the growth in median family income has slowed, increasing by just 9.6%, in large part because married couples who do better economically make up a decreasing proportion of all families. In Britain, 49% of all births are legitimate. And we'll pick up on the next page with a couple more thoughts here. In 1960, only 9% of all children lived in single-parent households. Presently in this country, almost one-third of the children are born to single mothers. A larger number of children will see their parents divorced before their 18th birthday. Two-thirds of black children are born out of wedlock. Over half of American children will spend all or part of their childhood without their father in the home. Half of children living without their fathers have never been in their father's home. And one study found that only 27% of children over age 4 saw their dad at least once a week, while 31% had no contact at all. A father is critical. Hence my statement, the fatherhood of God is the most important concept in Christianity, because as we look up at our daddies who capture our attention, we look just to the right of his ear toward the face of the father. And when a daddy is absent or he is no good, as many are in the homes, then the concept of God is bad and the whole system of morality and authority breaks down. And it's where we are, and no amount of feminine interaction the witch spirit will straighten it out. That's the end of this program, number 10. Tune in next week. Woody out.